The Republican governor has been signaling he'll sign the mascot bill sometime today. On Tuesday, he suggested schools had a First Amendment right to choose their team names. That's drawing fire from several critics of the measure, including Chris Amity of the ACLU of Wisconsin. Amity says the governor is off base by a lot.
What the government can't do is discriminate in education. And these mascots and logos and team names and all that go with them can very often and do very often set up a climate that makes it more difficult for an American Indian child or even white children, for that matter, to learn lessons that are positive and realistic and will advance their education.
Amity says the bill doesn't give critics of the Native American mascots an adequate way to challenge them and may be unconstitutional. Governor Walker says the measure would not be discriminatory.
Discrimination would be stopping someone from going to school, working somewhere, doing something. There's no discrimination there in that regard. It's actions or language or symbols that people find to be offensive. Those are parts of speech. Those aren't a part of discriminatory act.
Walker says he empathizes with people concerned about Native American mascots and team names, but he contends having the state clamp down on mascots could lead to later efforts like banning some subjects from the classroom. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.